This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can he close me up on one ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
In the original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And I'm sure that you are the one exceptional American that I'm talking about. Every single one of you that listens to this radio show. Welcome aboard. A lot of things going on. We're talking Drudge and Breitbart today. It is that day that we talk about Drudge and Breitbart. We're happy to do so. You know, we have been covering a whole bunch of things today, that from the baseball game that happened last night between the Republicans and the Democrats, and Donald Trump, the wall, and the American who was held hostage for over a year by the North Koreans comes home in a coma, and what the North Koreans did to him. We also mentioned that the perfect Agenda 21 state is already here on the planet. We already have a prototype for what we should become as a nation and as a country or a state or whatever you want to call yourself. Just one world. How about that? The one world model already exists. And, of course, that's North Korea, dear leader. He is the titular head of the prototype of the United Nations Agenda 21 One World Order. Isn't that nice? The prototype. Anyway, think about it. Sustainability movement, carbon, the lie, everything that goes along with it. Certainly against our Constitution. Why do you think the Constitution has been under so much attack? I don't know, maybe we should ask people like Clive and Bundy and Lavoie Finicum. But anyway, that's just me. Anyway, you can visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news for all your news and information. We have a ton of things going on up there. And we're having the day in which we contact and look at the stories that are found on Breitbart and Drudge. And because I know a lot of you, it's kind of interesting. It became very apparent to me about a year and a half, 2 years ago, actually. I don't know. I look back down, you know, we're almost 7 years for Agenda 21 Radio. And, you know, before that, we did seven, so almost, 17 years in radio. There's something wrong with the picture. 17 years in radio. Anyway, I'd have to sit down with a calendar and really look at it. I just mind boggling. But a couple of years ago, I realized that not everybody gets, you know, obviously not, because, you know, I'm in the media business and all this other stuff, and I get all these tons of streams. It's not just that, but we have sources, and we've become really quite the little news and information outlet to a lot of people. We understand that. We really try and do it, our due diligence for stories, but we also try and get you the information that you sometimes just can't get from sources and so on. So we realize that Breitbart and Drudge for Conservative Thinking is pretty big, but a lot of people just don't get it, and they don't either have computers or they just don't have the time or whatever. And so that news and information is because they've grown up in the mainstream media, and so they've relied for years thinking that that's reliable news on them. But then all of a sudden, little shows like mine start to creep in and go, "Wow, where'd you get that news?" And then people start to figure it out. Well, then they become hooked, but they don't have any means or in their life and what they're doing. They just don't get into it. So we try to offer as much of this as we possibly can. So some of the best sourcing for stories, because they just have some really, really good writers on Breitbart. Andrew Breitbart did a really, really good job there. And certainly a stalwart against the totalitarian mindset of United Nations Agenda 21. And Drudge, of course, everybody attacks Drudge. It's like when you go into a mass shooting and you blame the gun. And, of course, in the first hour, we brought that out. The gun that was used on Wednesday shooting was an SKS. It was a version of the AK-47 Kalashnikov that was designed by Kalashnikov, a Russian. And then the SKS is built in China. But they look the same. There's some variants out there. California has its own variant, of course. And there's American-made Kalashnikovs now. Quite the weapon, by the way. Now, if you've ever fired an AK-47, and I have, it is quite the gun. Muzzle rise. Oh, yeah. It's like raising the flag. Now, what we mean by that is when you take the weapon and you fire it, that the weapon has a tendency to rise. If you put it, you have your left hand on the stock and your right hand on the stock and your left hand on the grip, all of a sudden, boom, that thing starts to rise. It goes up on the muzzle. That's called muzzle, just from sheer firing. So you have to kind of really work at it. And that's why people can tell when some of these mass shootings, if you see the videos, they say, well, he's been military trained, or he's been trained in the use of the weapon, because people are not trained in the use of, say, something like an AK-47, and all of a sudden they just jump out there and start shooting. You're going to get muzzle rise automatic because they're just not trained to stop it, you know. That just sort of makes sense, because it's a large caliber bullet that comes from, it's much caliber, bigger than a .223. So, way bigger than a .223. So, when you fire a Kalashnikov or the SKS, a lot of things, you have to know how to use it. And that was really important, because the shooter the other day, see, I don't like to mention the names of the shooters unless it's more relevant than it should be, but the shooter was taking target practice out there with a high caliber gun. That's what one of the witnesses said. That's what one of his neighbors said. He was out there shooting a high caliber gun in a wooded area where beyond the woods are, of course, houses. I mean, not a good idea, because these bullets travel for a long ways, and they can pack a wallop once they get there. The neighbor was right in doing that. But my point is that they were, you know, blaming the AR-15. Well, it wasn't even an AR-15. See, we started about the narrative of that whole shooting thing, because remember, with the way we do things around here, we want to see and hear all the news we can when an incident is happening, because that's where you're going to get your facts, and you can sort it out and suss it out later. So we were doing that, actually, as things were happening. And one of the things that was happening was, hey, it was an AR-15. Now, and that came from Paul Ryan, Rand Paul. Sorry, Paul Ryan. I'm sure Paul Ryan wouldn't have been there playing baseball. You notice he wasn't there playing baseball? I wonder if he can throw a baseball. Or if he can throw it, he probably throws it like Obama throws a baseball. Anyway, so Rand Paul says, because he heard somebody else say, it was an AR-15. Well, it wasn't an AR-15. But the narrative got out there right away, didn't it? Blame it on the AR-15. Blame it on the gun. You know, we're going to do that. So here's the deal. It wasn't the gun. And I said, look, it's not the gun at all. Don't blame it on the gun. Blame it on who built and designed the gun. That sounds much better. The gun was designed by a Kalashnikov, a Russian, for the Russians, for the Soviet Union. And it was built in China. Built right next door to the BMW dealer right outside of Hong Kong. That's where, well, I'm sorry, BMW manufacturer in China. $39.60 or something like that. That's how much they cost. Pretty cheap gun, right? It's really kind of clackety, too. But the point is, blame it on the Chinese. Blame it on the Russians, by extension. Don't blame it on the gun. See, that just fits the narrative. You can blame it on the Russians. They're the shooters. They're the assassins. And then you get a twofer because we know that the Russians, working with Trump, rigged the election. See, and by extension, you're blaming Trump, too. We follow that kind of liberal, totalitarian mindset, mind streaming, if you will. Of course, that dog wasn't hunting too well, now was it? No, crazed, craven Democrat is who we had there, blaming it on someone else. But now there's some heroic things, and when we come back, we're going to be talking about these two guys, homeowners, who held and caught two inmates that killed a cop with their guns. Exercising their Second Amendment rights, they capture the cop killers, the homeowners, John Q. Public. See, the Second Amendment worked. It still works, and it will always work in our country, as long as we exercise our Second Amendment right, which we must do. Go out and buy more guns. Get yourself a CCW. Arm yourself to the teeth. It's your right. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Be prepared for any emergency. Numana Foods is the only food preparedness company in the world that is offering a complete line of long-term organic food products. From emergency planning manuals, organic family packs, Numana Foods has everything you and your family needs to be prepared. When the time comes to rely upon your stored food resources, you'll be glad you chose Numana to help you thrive, not just survive. Purchase Numana by going to numana.com/agenda. That's numana.com/agenda. 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 Don't just survive, thrive with Numana Foods.
One, zero.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
03. All
aboard!
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Aye.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Please visit our website, agenda21radio.news. Numana, numana.com/agenda for all your prepper needs. Okay, here are homeowners hold escaped Georgia inmates at gunpoint until arrest. Don't you love it when a plan comes together? This is an article. This came by Fox News. Tennessee homeowner held two escaped inmates wanted in the killing of two prison guards at gunpoint Tuesday until authorities arrived and made the arrest. Tennessee Highway Patrol spokesman Lieutenant Bill Miller said late Tuesday that the homeowner caught Donnie Rowe and Ricky Dubois trying to steal his vehicle. Miller says the escaped Georgia inmates had crashed a car while in a chase. Miller says something alerted the homeowner that people were outside and the homeowner saw the men trying to steal his car. Trooper says the homeowner held the two at gunpoint until the neighbor called the Rutherford County Sheriff's Department. Just mark it up for another one for Second Amendment, right? Is that what we got going on here? I think so.
Story of the morning. These two picked the wrong guy to mess with. A brave homeowner catches a pair of dangerous escaped prisoners and holds them at gunpoint until police arrive. Look at this. Donnie Rowe and Ricky DuBose busted trying to steal a car near Nashville, Tennessee. They've been on the run since Tuesday. We've been reporting this. They're accused of escaping a prison bus in Georgia and killing two corrections officers with their own guns. The dangerous pair had been serving time for armed robbery, but it looks like they'll now face murder charges, and they are caught.
Wow. There it is. Exercise your Second Amendment right. To me, it's just kind of obvious, don't you think? Well, I think so. I think so. Exercise your Second Amendment right. The homeowner has to be commended on this. I mean, you know, guys are out there trying to... He didn't mention what kind of weapon he had, though. He probably had an AR-15. Or maybe it was an SKS. You can blame it on the Chinese and the Russians. I'm just throwing these things out. I shouldn't be doing such things. I mean, these people would be shocked when they find out the truth about certain things, huh? Absolutely. A couple of other things going on. The thing that's going on about this, I'm going to approach the ideological split, basically, and I'm going to open it up with Judge Jeanine. And some of the things that she's saying about what's happening with the whole thing that's happening with the president and the Democrats, and then we had the shooting, and everybody's supposed to repair and kumbaya and kiss and make up and all that good stuff. That's not going to happen. And I'm going to open it with Judge Jeanine, then we're going to catch up with Nancy Pelosi so that I can demonstrate to you that this is not what they have for the agenda. And we're talking about the totalitarians, because she represents the totalitarians. She's the major tip of the spear, if you will, for those that wish to destroy this country. She is. She is one of the major players. And we're going to bring that to you, like, right now.
And Republicans uniting in a moment of prayer at last night's congressional baseball game. But how long will the bipartisanship last?
Let's talk to the host of Justice, Judge Jeanine Pirro. She joins us live. Good morning to you, Judge.
Good morning.
It was great to see what happened last night as both sides came together. You know, so many people are saying it would be great if this lasted, but can it?
You know, I like nothing more than seeing Americans come together. And we rarely see that. We see it in times of war. We see it when something horrible like this happens. But, you know, the cynical side of me says, I'm not so sure this is going to last. But I differ from my friend Geraldo, who thought that or said earlier that maybe it has to do with the investigations and all that. I think it stems from the top. I think when elected leaders, Congress people, people we look up to, people that we vote for, say this president is not legitimate. When they say things like his cabinet, he and his cabinet, they're scumbags. When the resistance is a traitor, everything, but that the resistance is something we all have to do. Well, what does it mean when you resist? It means you fight. We're not conjures up an image of something rather violent. And I don't even need to bring in Kathy Griffin, Shakespeare in the Park, which we'll come up with. We'll talk about that in a few minutes. But make no mistake, this is, and I prosecuted murder cases my whole career, this is a guy who is responsible. But it's not just a lunatic. This is a guy who is very focused on Republicans, very focused on Trump, very hateful, and his rhetoric was acceptable. Until the leaders come out and say, you know what? What I said was wrong. What I said was not appropriate. We respect the president. Until that happens, I don't suspect there's going to be change.
And this morning we've mentioned Ted Nugent on the conservative side saying, hey, I'm going to tone down my rhetoric because it's important that we all do that. You mentioned violence. There was the portrayal thereof. Mm-hmm. Shakespeare in the Park here in New York City, a violent portrayal of the killing, effectively, of our president. You hit the street to ask some people about that.
Yeah. Well, you know, I was curious as to whether or not, in light of what's happened, whether or not people were still going to see Shakespeare in the Park, whether or not they actually liked the idea of a Julius Caesar Shakespeare play where the lookalike of Donald Trump is stabbed to death, red liquid comes out of him, he's repeatedly stabbed. And so I went to Central Park, and I saw people waiting in line, lines of people waiting, and I talked to them. What do you think about the play itself?
Yeah, I think they always try to push the envelope a little bit, and that's what they're doing.
The Donald Trump lookalike being stabbed to death, what do you think of that in light of what's going on today?
Well, I know it can be very controversial, but there are two sides to every story. It depends on your perspective. I think...
So you don't have a problem with this?
No, not at all.
Do you think it's appropriate they have a basic double of Donald Trump being stabbed to death?
Well, it doesn't matter to me. Trump is the president. I respect him.
If they did that to Hillary, would you be offended?
Yes. Hillary is the bomb.
Well, I just came back from Central Park. Yeah. They're playing Shakespeare in the Park, Julius Caesar, where they have a Donald Trump lookalike, and they stab him to death. What do you think of that?
It's just tragic. It's sad that that's what our country is becoming in many ways, I feel.
I mean, what's going on now hasn't gone on ever in the political history. They're trying to assassinate this guy. Everything they're doing is to impeach him.
Complete hypocrisy. It's sick. And look at what's happened now. It's encouraging violence against Republicans, shootings. It's going to be more of that.
Will you be waiting in line to see Shakespeare in the Park?
No.
No chance.
Two sides to every story.
Isn't that amazing? And I went back at him. It wasn't in the clip. And I said, what do you mean two sides to every story? And he said, well, you know, the Republicans are just as responsible. They do things like that. I said, tell me, when have we held a president's head and, you know, when have we killed him, stabbed him? He couldn't come up with anything. Sure. This is an ideological split that is going to be very difficult to mend. And my concern is that the people who are not grounded, the lunatics out there who just want to kill somebody, are going to use this as an excuse and say, you know what, I'm justified in killing this person. He's not my president. Elijah Cummings, think about it. He comes out and says he's not a legitimate president. Well, what constitution are you reading? And, you know, at the end of the day, I mean, hopefully something good will happen and Steve Scalise will get better and, you know, we'll move on. But based on Shakespeare in the Park, after the shooting, I question.
Well, that's you.
Well, it's not going to get any better from the Democrats. We'll be hearing from Nancy Pelosi here shortly because she went out there yesterday to try and stop this conversation about people getting together, the kumbaya business. She was actually out there trying to kill it, put a squash on it. That shows you how dedicated they are. And again, remember, she is the queen of Agenda 21. North Korea, anybody? Nancy Pelosi wants it that way. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Be prepared for any emergency. Numana Foods is the only food preparedness company in the world that is offering a complete line of long-term organic food products. From emergency planning manuals, organic family packs, Numana Foods has everything you and your family needs to be prepared. When the time comes to rely upon your stored food resources, you'll be glad you chose Numana to help you thrive, not just survive. Purchase Numana by going to numana.com/agenda. That's numana.com/agenda. 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 Don't just survive, thrive with Numana Foods.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. We're talking about getting the mindset. You know, we want to have unity, that sort of thing. Nancy Pelosi kind of pours cold water on that idea yesterday. Kind of interesting, her attitude. You know, it's, but again, you know, she's a totalitarian. She does not want people being bipartisan. No. It's not supposed to work that way. Forget these emotions about trying to work together. No. We want to divide and conquer. That's what we want.
That it's a time for prayers for schools and the others. Could you just comment on the possibility that this incident could be used against Democrats or the Democratic Party politically, because the assailant was apparently motivated by some kind of anti-Republican sentiment? And we have heard comments from Republicans, including Congress, about vitriolic rhetoric from the left being in some way to blame.
Well, I think that your question is an excellent one. And I think that the comments made by my Republican colleagues are outrageous, beneath the dignity of the job that they hold, beneath the dignity of the respect that we would like Congress to command. How dare they say such a thing? How dare they? Well, I don't even go into the whole thing. I can't even begin. Probably as we sit here, they're running caricatures of me and Georgia once again. We're in over $100 million of vitriolic things that they say that resulted in calls to my home constantly, threats in front of my grandchildren, really predicated on their comments and their paid ads. So this sick individual does something despicable, and it was horrible what he did, hateful. But for them to all of a sudden be sanctimonious, as if they don't never seen such a thing before. And I don't even want to go into the President of the United States, but in terms of some of the language that he has used. So, again, let's go there another day. But since you asked, how could they possibly say such a thing? First of all, the timing of it all. Everybody is so sad, so concerned, so coming together. And for them, one of these days, I don't know if I can, I was hacked. We were all hacked last fall. But I was told I was hacked when I got on a plane in Florida to go back to California. And so I couldn't do anything. You know, you get on the plane, to close the door, turn off your phone. So when I get back to California, I have scores of horrible, disgusting, yucky messages. A lot of them toward me, a lot of them toward Hillary Clinton, a lot of them toward Barack Obama, and using language that is from some of the messages that they have put out. So, you know, let us all take a step back, examine our own conscience, see what negative attitudes we can all curtail. But the sanctimony of it all, really, really? What do you think? Don't you think it's strange? Don't you think it's strange that instead of praying, be prayerful about all of this, that they would start saying, let's have this conversation another day, okay?
Well, I'm not really sure what she's referring to. And I'm going to go to the incident and who was saying these things to where the reporter said it, but she didn't cite anybody. But it prompted this from Nancy Pelosi yesterday. Sanctimony. That's, you know, I'll use her good word. Sanctimony of it all. How sanctimonious can she be, right? Can she be? But I just, who said these things yesterday? And on, it seems to me, I'm open to find out who it is. Who was saying these things? Was it a reporter? Was it Fox News? I listen to numerous outlets during the day. They're playing in the background. I get numerous messages all the time as we sit here. And sometimes they distract me. You know, this ADD thing. They distract me. You know, like right now I got a thing about my iPhone on my phone. I'm distracted. But it's all going on. I can take it in and I can hear it. When you're a school administrator and you're doing assemblies for 3,000 students at a time, you can hear everything in the gym. Trust me. You learn that. You multitask audially. And I'm probably one of the best in the business who can do that. And I did not hear one thing that came from anybody about what she's talking about. So she's triggered, I'm using her word, a triggering event by the reporter brings us all that. Now, like I said, I could be wrong and I missed something. I didn't hear it. I'll admit that. But the diatribe we just heard, based upon innuendo, and, you know, what I think Nancy should have said, well, you know, I'm not ready for that. And she started to say that. She was saying that, not through this time. You're right. And as she should have just laid off the charges, the coming back at it. But no, she couldn't do that. No, she couldn't do that. She had to go through the diatribe and lay out this, oh, we are all hacked. Everybody's hacked all the time, Nancy. That's just the way it is. Hello, how many of you have been hacked out there that you know of? Your email, your social security number, what? And I'm not trying to sell a commercial at this point. I'm just saying, you know what, you hear these radio guys do that. I'm not doing that. But what I'm saying is, Nancy, couldn't you just let it go for one day? And she couldn't. That's my point. She could have. She did. She chose not to. So who is it on there? It's on her. I think she would, being in her position, minority leader, being in her position, what she did is she promoted it. She continued to promote the hate, if you will, coming from the left. And like I said, I'm open to find out who was on the right saying those things. I didn't hear from one congressman. We did hear a lot of things. We found out that, in fact, the governor from Virginia made the statement that we found out. I didn't know that. 93 million Americans are killed each day from gun violence. He said it. Remember, I played that repeatedly. The narrative was already starting from the left about gun control, AR-15s. Remember? That whole discussion started there from the left. It's the gun's fault. And you know she's going to start saying that. Or Dianne Feinstein will. It's the gun's fault. It started already. And that's why we were out in front on Wednesday saying, no, we're not going to let them do it. It's not the gun's fault. It's the guy with the poison in the brain, insane in the membrane, I said. And where did he get that? Well, listening to Nancy Pelosi and others. The programming continues. Now, I'm not saying that there's the Trumpers and the people on the right don't say they do these things. Sometimes, yes, they do. Not a lot. You know, I think of the right conservative actually as tea parties. Now, have you ever, and listen, Nancy, have you ever, hey, girlfriend, you ever been to a tea party? Could you imagine that? You know, listen, Nancy, I know a good tea party that would invite you in a heartbeat to speak. Now, I got to tell you something also about Nancy Pelosi when she speaks extemporaneously in front of a group. I saw her one time and she was excellent. What? I'm saying, she was lucid, she was strong. I didn't agree with her points. In fact, I adamantly disagreed. But you know what? She did a great job as a public speaker. I couldn't believe it. But to put this out there, it just poisons the well on strong bipartisanship. After really, I think, Democrats were working to build something there with the Republicans in that baseball game. You never know if it's a field of dreams or not. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
110.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $10,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news. Big thing going on at the Tea Party on Monday. And George Runner, State Board of Equalization, will be our guest. This is a big guest. It's a big get, actually, for the Tea Party. To have George Runner, he's a former senator from state senator of California, a very esteemed state senator, I might add, and a great conservative. Wish he'd run for higher office. And he might be a candidate, you never know, in California, because, you know, things are shaping, shape-shifting. Is that what it is? Yeah, shape-shifting in California, which is a good thing. I predict there's going to be some big things happening in California. It's we hope not violent. But there's people who want violence in California. There really is. I mean, and this is something that if we can, what's really critically important is news and information. We have been able to stem and out a lot of things and prevent a lot of things. There's stuff that's happened that people have stopped, and luckily over the last 8 years, and now they're trying to make it a little bit more, I guess you would say, accessible to violence now. They're boiling that frog like we talked about in the first hour. And California is going to be a flashpoint for that. And we're really hoping, I know that there's a lot of people doing a lot of things behind the scenes to put pressure on a lot of different people not to do things. And that's yet to play out. So we've got this 2018 election year is going to be big. And this investigation into a voter fraud in California is really going to be big, because there is massive voter fraud in California. And I've had an opportunity to speak to a couple of officials in California. And this is over the last several weeks, because we've been following this story about voter fraud. You know, as Katie Grimes spoke at the Liberty Tour, she's written the premier eminent articles on voter fraud. And you can just query, go to the search feature on Agenda 21 Radio and get Katie Grimes' stories on voter fraud. And you'll see how replete it is. And this is some of the things I know the federal investigators are looking into her allegations, as well as the Voter Integrity Group. And they're very, very hard. And there's others also. There's a whole slew of people, And I know that Jeff Sessions and his folks have been in California. They're working overtime, as well they're going to have to. Because the voter fraud in California is so massive. They have had many years of being able to conduct the fraud. Here it is. It's here and now. And it's very severe. It's very, very severe. So much so that it alters the elections. We know that. We know that Bernie Sanders won California. We know that Hillary Clinton did not win California. It's pretty obvious. And the votes were fixed. The voting rigging was in. And I don't make this just loosely. This is a fact about voter fraud in California. Just a fast fact. So some state officials that are in the Republican ranks, conservative ranks, are worried, but you have they're worried more, and I think even to some degree some of them are threatened by the monoparty and by the reach of Jerry Brown, the dictator of California. So I'm here to say I don't think they need to be as worried about Jerry Brown as they probably think. I think Jerry Brown is he's going to be gone his legacy will not be a good one. I mean, he's saddled with the whole Orville disaster around his neck. He's the one who, he has to own it. It happened on his time, and he did nothing about it when it was in decay. So just that in itself, he has to own, of course, the roads, the infrastructure, the terrible infrastructure thing going on, and, of course, the massive voter fraud that's going to come out. It's under his time, under his administration, in which these things happen. So he's going to have to own just, that's just to mention a few things. We can go into education and what's been going on there. I mean, hello. Nothing good for education, unfortunately. And we have a lot of dedicated professionals. You know, I was proud to have been an educator in public school system in California until things started to go south for a lot of different reasons. And all out of that was being federally foisted upon the schools. So, and then, of course, mandates tied in from the state of California. There was less and less autonomy for local levels, counties, and governments, city governments, and school boards, and so on, because it was all being usurped by, the federal government. And so that's when we really started to go downhill. Plus, you have other influences in the public education system. So we can rebuild it. We can make big changes, but it's going to take some changing of the guard, so to speak, in a nonviolent way. And there are those that are out there professing violence right now, and we've seen it. And the exercise of that violence came to a head just the other day with the attempted assassination on Steve Scalise. This has not been something that they've been wanting to throw out, and they're gradually getting us used to this. There's a plan. There's a coordination of effort going on. It's a command system. It's an infrastructure that's there trying to destroy the United States of America. They have their own timing for this. And quite frankly, what they don't understand is they're forcing it down everybody's throat. And we're seeing the plan play out. We're actually seeing this plan play out right now. You just have to look for the marker points. And that's what we try and do here on Agenda 21 Radio, is give you those marker points so that you can see for yourself this plan as it unravels. And how we can stop it. And that's the key thing behind it. This is their enemy. This radio talk show is their biggest enemy. We are right on the front of all this. They hate it when we expose things. It's the worst thing that can happen. You know, like Orville Dam. They hate it when we expose things. Gee, I wonder why. It just doesn't fit their one world order agenda. Now, does it? We have our own agenda here on Agenda 21 Radio. Guided by a constitution, a declaration of independence, and our God-given rights. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Be prepared for any emergency. Numana Foods is the only food preparedness company in the world that is offering a complete line of long-term organic food products. From emergency planning manuals, organic family packs, Numana Foods has everything you and your family needs to be prepared. When the time comes to rely upon your stored food resources, you'll be glad you chose Numana to help you thrive, not just survive. Purchase Numana by going to numana.com/agenda. That's numana.com/agenda. 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 Don't just survive, thrive with Numana Foods.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Please visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. Yeah. Paul at a21r.com is, of course, our email address. Please feel free to give us a call. Okay, a lot of things going on, and Numana Foods, of course, is our sponsor here on Agenda 21 Radio, and you want to pick up your survival packets of information. They have all kinds of good things there on Numana Foods. Your survival food lasts for 25 years. Keep it. Get it. You'll never know when you're going to need it in a pinch, so to speak. So, anyway, the weekend's upon us, and we're looking forward to a great weekend. You can catch Agenda 21 Radio from 12 to 3 on KMYC 1410 AM, and also from 7 to 10 Monday through Friday on KMYC 1410. And it's got the server thing up there. You can go to our website and pull that information up, agenda21radio.news. Anyway, interesting week this week. We got a big week coming up, big weekend. We're going to be monitoring and check our website for new YouTube programs coming up. We're doing YouTube right now. We're doing a lot of production is pretty interesting. And we're really happy to be doing the actual production for Agenda 21 Radio on YouTube right now. Finally, we're coming to that. So anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember that our website is always open for you, and we'll have the top stories that concern you and the American way of life. Please feel free to email me, paul at a21r.com. And like I say at this time of the radio show, stay strong, America, stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
To the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
Be prepared for any emergency. Numana Foods is the only food preparedness company in the world that is offering a complete line of long-term organic food products. From emergency planning manuals, organic family packs, Numana Foods has everything you and your family needs to be prepared. When the time comes to rely upon your stored food resources, you'll be glad you chose Numana to help you thrive, not just survive. Purchase Numana by going to numana.com/agenda. That's numana.com/agenda. 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 Don't just survive, thrive with Numana Foods.
One, zero.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.